have shared with me. I pray that it will be all of you, Lord, that you will use my mouth to speak forth your word, your truth, and that it will be clear and that it will fall on receptive hearts and it will accomplish all that you purpose for it to accomplish. For I can do nothing without you, Lord. So I give you honor, I give you all the glory, and I give you all the praise. I pray each and every one will be blessed this morning, and bless each and every one for coming out. Watch over us, Lord God. Protect our loved ones. Cover us in your blood. And fill us with your spirit. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. I'm going to be reading on the parable of the 10 virgins, and it's taken in St. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 through 13, the parable of the 10 virgins. St. Matthew 25, verse 1 through 13. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version of this parable. So, Okay, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Verse 2. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Verse 11, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Now I was going to read the scriptures first, and now I'm going to go through it once more and add whatever the Lord has me to add. Okay, now let's make note that there were 10 virgins divided up into two groups. These were five wise virgins who the Bible says took oil in their vessels. And there were five foolish virgins who the Bible says took no oil with them. And while the bridegroom tarried or delayed his coming, they all slumbered and slept. They all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Now these lamps were, they were called lampas, L-A-M-P-A-S, which had a bowl at the top. Rags were wrapped around it, where the oil was poured into the rags. And also, extending from the top where the bowl and the rags were, there was their long torches. So as they carried the torches, they illuminated the way. the bridesmaids. Okay? And also I want to say, okay, in verse, St. Matthew 25, verse 8, it goes on to say, "And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came." And I want to point out something too. Now the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. And the wise answered, of course, not so, since there will not be enough for us and you, but go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. On my study that I did on this whole chapter, all these 13 verses, my understanding is that the oil represents the presence of God in our lives. It could be taken as the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's the oil that keeps the fire burning. It is mentioned in the parable that the oil is to be purchased, which means that a price is to be paid to obtain the oil. To have a continual presence of God in our lives, we are to pay a price. How many know to have God's presence in our life, we have to pay a price? And that price is spending time at the feet of Jesus. Only a substantial presence of God in our life can keep the fire burning through the dark nights. Such a person who has the fire burning in him at the time of the bridegroom returns will go in with him. Okay, so I stopped and I also want to call St. Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 through 48, which reads, St. Matthew 13, verse 47 through 48, it reads, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good unto vessels, but cast the bad away." Notice with me that when the bridegroom came, the Bible describes the five as they that are ready. Think about that. They that are ready. The five wise virgins are saved individuals that have received salvation through faith in Christ. And because of that, they are ready to meet the bridegroom moving forward to our present time now. They are ready to meet Christ. This parable is emphasizing the urgency of receiving salvation through receiving salvation while you still can. The Lord had given me this parable, spoke to me this parable several months ago, and I kept asking him, "What, Lord, what? And I kept reading it over to get more, what are you saying, Lord? What are you saying? I mean, you know what he's saying to a degree, you know, but what are you saying? What exactly are you saying? So there was waiting on the Lord to just give me more. What are you saying, Lord? Just waiting and waiting and waiting for him. Maybe he was waiting for me. Okay, so one more time, please. This parable is stressing the importance now more than ever of receiving salvation while you still can. Notice also that the virgins took oil in their lamps, signifying what? That they are walking in the light. These are the five wise virgins. These are the children of the light. Jesus Christ himself said, "While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." Look at what Jesus said in St. John chapter 12. "I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. On the contrary, the five foolish virgins are walking in darkness. Their lamps have gone out, signifying that it has become too late for them. They are not diligent. They were not diligent. The bridegroom came, and they were not ready. They were not ready to meet him. Verse 11 reads, afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. St. Matthew chapter 7, go with me to St. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Where it is written, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Notice with me also that the five foolish virgins are not known of the bridegroom, and they are not known of Jesus Christ. The bridegroom says, I know you not. We see a similar statement in Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, just a couple verses down. 7:23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Where Jesus says to those trusting in their works, those that have not done the will of the Father, which according to St. John chapter 6, verse 40, is to believe on Christ. He says, I never knew you. Depart from me. So once again, this parable of the 10 virgins is simply emphasizing the urgency of salvation, meaning being saved. Be diligent about your relationship with Jesus. And that is what the Lord is saying. He wants us to be diligent, my sisters. Be diligent. Be focused on your Lord and Savior, Jesus, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Also be diligent in sharing the love of Jesus Christ to the lost. I looked up the word diligent to get a fuller understanding of it when the Lord spoke that to me. And diligent is an adjective, having or showing care and conscientiousness in one's work duties. Jesus wants us to be diligent. Amen? And I want to speak a little more on being diligent. In Matthew 24, verse 45, just reading it, and I'm not going to go through all the verses, 45 through 51, Jesus describes how he desires to find his disciples when he does return, and that is going about the task he has assigned them. We are Jesus' disciples. We are his hands and feet. We are his vessels. And he spoke this parable to his disciples. He didn't speak it to anyone. He was speaking to his disciples. The faithful and wise slave knows that his master may not return for some time, taken from Matthew chapter 24, starting at verse 45 through 51 again. But he also knows that he has been instructed to feed and care for his fellow slaves. I'm going to repeat that. The faithful and wise slave knows that his master may not return for some time, but he also knows that he has been instructed to feed and care for his fellow slaves. And so he uses the time of his master's absence to fulfill his mission. And because this is his normal routine, his master will find him at his appointed work when he returns, even though the hour of his return is unknown. Amen. Scripture in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Isaiah 26, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Application moving forward in this study, God wants us, daughters of God, daughters of Zion, to be diligent. He wants us to be focused. Get our focus right. Be alert. Be filled. And be wise. There's a place in the Bible where it says, be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. We are to be wise as serpents, yet harmless as doves. The scripture also said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give to all liberally, and he won't hold back. Praise God, amen. So the wise virgins were wise because they had their lamps, and they also had oil for their lamps, which is what distinguished them from the foolish virgins. They were watchful, possibly. They were prayerful. They were ready. But the foolish had lamps, but remember, they did not bring oil for their lamps. Therefore, they were not diligent. They were not ready. In chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians, I always have trouble saying that, verse 18, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Lord, help us to be filled with your Spirit. Again, I would say this parable was spoken to Jesus' disciples, but it is relative to the church today. And some scriptures on the diligence. Here's one in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Proverbs 13, verse 4. If you want to jot these down. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. He cometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. Set your affections on things above and not on things of this earth. That concludes my message. Let's pray. So, Father, I thank you for this parable of the 10 wise and the 10 foolish, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins. And Lord, I pray that we will be the wise virgins, that we will be filled, that we will be diligent, that we will be alert, that we will be focused. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.